what is your name first, sir?
My name is Danny Malinow, 194-55.
Okay, just hold on one moment.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Yes, sir. Would you state your name and ABC number again for the record, please?
Yes, sir. Danny Malinow, 190-55.
We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency today. I'm going to introduce the board members and our DOC Parole Office representative. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Lindhaus. To her left is the Honorable Louis Caron.
Quinones.
Quinones. Louis Days. In the center is Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. I am David Neal. I'm going to be the panel chairman today. Also in the room is Mr. Osborne, who represents the Department of Corrections and the Parole Office.
Yes,
sir. Dan?
Yes, sir.
You received a notification form with the date of the hearing and some of your rights on it. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That form explains some of your rights for the hearing, and one of your rights is that you have the right to appear and speak for yourself, or at your own expense, you can hire an attorney. Did you hire an attorney for this, or did you represent yourself, sir?
I represent myself, sir.
Okay. All right, before we start, I want to swear to you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, sir.
Okay.
There's two phases for your hearing today, sir. The first one will determine whether if the terms and conditions of your supervision were violated. And the second phase will determine whether your community supervision will be revoked or reinstated.
Yes, sir.
Okay, to start out and read the allegations on your warrant, there are three allegations on here. When I read the allegations, I need for you to tell me whether they're true or false. Okay? Allegation number one. If you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 and demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine sample for drug testing on May 23rd, 2017 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated October 6th, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That was true, sir.
Allegation number 2 is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of marijuana, THC, on August 28, 2017 for the task lab report dated August 29, 2017. Is that true or false?
That was true, sir.
All right, and the third allegation is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on September 29, 2017 for the task LCMS lab report dated October 9, 2017. Is that one true or false, sir?
That was true, sir.
Okay. Based on Mr. Maldonado's admissions, I move to find that Mr. Maldonado is delinquent as he violated term condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways for the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, we're going to move on to phase two now. But before we move to get some more information from Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne?
Yes, sir. Mr. Maldonado was released from DOC custody on February 17th of 2017. He was arrested on September 29th of 2017 at the North Eastern Parole Office on a tech violation. And returned back to custody that same day with 0 abscond days. with a community supervision end date of May 21st of 2018. Current conviction, 2009, aggravated assault, 9 years. Prior convictions, 2004, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. And 2007, theft, 2 years. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is STG end date information noted. Then on June 11th of 2007, he admitted to being a member of the Phoenix-based criminal street gang, West Side Mini Park Locos, 20th Avenue. Prior terms of supervision, 2005, TIS absconder, 146 days, returned to custody and revoked. In 2009, TIS check violator, arrested by Phoenix PD on new felony attempted robbery charges, ag assault, and possession of a weapon by a prohibited person, and he was revoked. He has a significant disciplinary history with theft, assaults, promoting prison contraband, refusing to work in program noted, and since his return on October 10th of 2017, received a minor violation for disobeying a verbal or written order. Other arrests, 1995, burglary, third degree, AZ juvenile probation. 1996, possession of cells of marijuana, AZ fine. And 1996, possession of cells of marijuana, AZ guilty, other sanction. And he has a community risk score of G5, V6.
Thanks, Sheriff. Okay, we want to go over some of the information that we have in our packet today. I see that when you were released, that you were approved to reside at 2942 West Adams, Phoenix, Arizona. There are no other addresses were approved. Did you stay there the entire time you were out, sir?
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, was that not a halfway house? It's
my dad's father's house.
Okay, thank you. And it shows that you report working for Hollow Metal Express at 6602 South 65th Avenue in Phoenix. You have pay stubs, so you verified it. But there was no other employment listed. And did you work strictly for Hollow Metal Express, or did you have any other job while you were out?
I think I was one of those.
Okay.
I worked for Hollow Metal Express, and I worked for some metal case. And when I got arrested, I had a job working at American Scrapyard, a Liberty Scrapyard, Iron Scrapyard. So I was working when I got arrested.
Sounds like you're a metal fabricator.
Plus, there's no such thing as getting a job out there. So I had a job.
Okay. All right, so it shows that you were referred to CHC programs for substance abuse counseling, and you completed that successfully. In August, you were re-enrolled at CHC programs for some more substance abuse counseling, and you were discharged from that one unsuccessfully.
So I got arrested, but I said I was going.
Okay, that would kind of make it difficult to complete it at that time. You referred to task for random drug screening under the task cover of gray. And it puts you had 7 negative UAs. You had 1 with no sample collected. Then you had IO for THC, and then your last one was probably for methamphetamine. Have you had a drug problem for a long time, or?
Yeah, it was growing up with drugs.
Do you have a particular drug of choice, or you can bounce around?
I don't know. You want me to push it through, or you want me to give the honest truth?
Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter drug of choice, I don't care for it.
If there's anything good about doing drugs, if you don't get hooked on one particular one that keeps you from ever straightening your life out, that is a positive. Let's see. In June, you were staffed I have trouble pronouncing his name, but he was staffed by one of the community supervision officers for his first violation for no urine sample collected on May 23rd. And we're sanctioned to write a front page essay. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
With about the consequences of that. And you completed it yourself. I've never seen that one before. That's a pretty good way of kind of getting it cemented in your head that you're supposed to call in every day and go.
I missed that test. I missed the test. I was cleaning and I missed the text on my phone. That's why it came out. I didn't do it, but I was cleaning.
Yeah, that's all right. But I kind of like the way they did that one. And then in August, we were staffed by SPO Allen for self-admitted using THC or marijuana.
Yes, I went to UA, and I went and told him, and to be honest, I went and told him honestly that I was there. I went and scouted, I went and told him.
Okay, well, they sanctioned you to 3 days in the MRC and you completed it, so it looks like you have been pretty successful in what's going on there, and you did lap. It has a problem, but some of it is self-admission also. So,
part of it is self-admission.
Okay.
You know, from the defendant, I take full responsibility for my actions, but I went each time that I relapsed, I went and it was honest with my people, so I wasn't trying to scam them.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to deal with that.
In a minute, you'll have a chance to tell us everything.
Yes, sir.
You would like to about that one. Co-board members have any questions this time?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Dunn.
So, Mr. Maldonado, it appears that you did test positive on some drugs, but it also appears that you made a unscheduled appointment to go see a PO to tell them. So what was the purpose? Were you trying to just get some help, or can you just explain that to me a little bit, sir?
I relapsed. I felt guilty, so I went to report some guilt. I wasn't trying to scam. So I relapsed. I felt guilty, and I wanted to see my people.
Okay, so, sir, she wanted to refer you to a program. Did you not want to go and participate in the program? She wanted to refer you to a program with PO?
My PO wasn't there, so what was her?
Well, I thought in the follow-up it says that a PO, Fleischman, made a decision to issue a tech warrant, but and that was based on that you did not want to go back to MRC for sanctions.
I had no problem going to MRC. I actually thought it was the same as MRC. I didn't think it was the same as prison for something like that. I got no problem from drug testing. I got no problem from the MRC.
So what caused you to relapse, sir?
It a lot of things got to me. Like, I've never done so good. Like, this is probably the best 1 or 8 months that I've done so good. It just got to me, the pressure. But that's how I just tell you.
So while you were in the PO office when you went, you had kind of a hostile attitude. Was there a reason why, or were you just kind of high, or what was going on?
It was a drug, sir.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
I'm trying to give you a little story, but it was just drugs, not it.
All right.
Well, I don't know if you know how it is, but that's what it is.
Well, I don't know how that is.
I know. My bad.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? We have any supporters for Mr. Maldonado here? Okay, sir. Actually, we're getting pretty close to the end of the hearing. And so I'd like to give you an opportunity to tell us what you'd like to about this.
Take responsibility for all my actions. I did not get scammed. I did to everything I did, each time I graduated, I went to my parole officer. I don't know if that was wrong. I put my job on the government. That's like a zombie, man. I think I can do this 5 months in the streets. If that's 5 months I got, I can do it. But I'm trying to scout you guys. I'm just trying to get done. I'm just trying to get done with this. I'm trying to have, I'm done with this. I want to support myself. I don't want DOC supporting me. I don't want my family supporting me. I want to pay taxes. And I want to have my own things. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this life. I hate this prison life more. I'm tired of this. That's up to you guys now. Thank you.
Mr. Hopper?
Yes, sir. Just read the notice from September 29th of 2017. From Senior Parole Officer Dennis Beretta. So he came into the lobby to speak with the offender after he became aggressive towards another offender in the lobby. He was holding a piece of paper which he thought was a video camera and he'd be videotaped. He thought it was his report date. When he told it wasn't his report date, he got aggressive with the PO. Again, he was also offered to go to MRC, said he will not, cannot, because he has to work. He said he cannot do that. That was in the notes also. So I just wanted to state that due to his aggressive manner and threatening manner, that's also why he was returned to custody. So, thank you, sir.
Did you hear about this for a long time?
Yeah, but nobody offered me MRC. Why would I want to go to prison when I go to MRC? It's all good. You know what? It's going to be his word against mine, and at the end of the day, I'm just going to be at the end of the stick. So
right.
It's up to your decision. I don't know. That's not right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Do we have any more questions? Sir, we're going to go ahead and go into discussion and determine whether to revoke your committee supervision or whether to reinstate it. On the open meeting laws, we have to do this in front of everybody, so we'll be sitting right here talking about it. It may sound like we're, you know, talking to you, but we'll be talking amongst ourselves, and then we'll take a vote to determine which way it goes. Okay? So if I had to do that, I'll be here this. The board is now discussion. This is one of those he's actually did real well, and then he relapsed toward the end. And he's been having an attitude, and he did good job of controlling his boiling point of those couple of things that were discussions, and instead of getting upset like some of the inmates, he caught himself and calmed it down. I think with the overall record, I'd be inclined to reinstate Mr. Maldonado with maybe some additional conditions. He's got 6 months left on his sentence. Maybe, because we have no control about, you know, where he's housed or what program he goes to, but we can stipulate like Narcotics Anonymous, those kind of things. But I'm willing to listen to discussion from the rest of the board. Mr. Collins?
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I certainly see where you're going with this, and I think there are some moments that, as one voting board member, feel a little risky, but at the same time, I think there's also some people who need some encouragement, a little nudge to do well with their lives. And I recognize I can sense some frustration in Mr. Maldonado that he's working on, and I would like to encourage that. But I'm certainly open to the wisdom of my peers. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson.
I'm kind of in agreement. He did when he was tested positive for the THC and was sanctioned to MRC for the 3 days. He did complete his sanction. He did go. He says that he went in and felt guilty when he was again positive for drugs, went in to see his PO and was agitated while he was there. His PO wasn't there. I did ask him a question about his aggressive behavior at the time. He stated that it was the drugs that caused him to have that aggressive behavior in the office. And I think that in this particular case, I want to give Mr. Maldonado the benefit of the doubt that he was feeling guilty and went into the PO office and turned himself in at that time. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt of it. I do believe they did offer him an MRC for him to go to work, but he said he couldn't go to MRC because he didn't want to miss work. And that's kind of a problem, but that goes along with what he's trying to say now, that he wants to work and be productive and not have DOC or anyone take care of him. And I'm willing to give him the opportunity to get back out and get himself together. And hopefully Mr. Maldonado could stay off of drugs and follow all the directions of his PO and work and be a productive, successful citizen out there.
I agree that he was doing well as far as residence and working. I'm just concerned about, I'm just feeling like there's anger. He even in, during his hearing, he corrected himself and he apologized for something. He started to say something and then backed down and apologized. So he's obviously, you know, trying to learn how to control that. But I'm just concerned about the just the scenario that's described on page 2 of the case supervision study, and his statement that he can't go to MRC because he needs to work. It just seems to me like the priority should be get the drug treatment. I understand having to work and having money, but the drug treatment is a strong need for him. And some kind of anger management. So that would be my input.
Yes, I'm not going to change my position, but I think Ms. Rittenhouse is really drilling it down. I do have concerns about the anger management, and I'm certainly concerned about any abuse of stimulants, because I think that my guess is that amps him up, and that's not helping his cause. But I remain to be open.
Yes, with one additional comment, I'm sorry, I just noticed in my notes, there were two prior periods of community supervision, both of which, one ended in absconding 146 days, and one in which his supervision was revoked for a new felony. That's right.
In addition to that, I think that when he came back on October the 10th, he had a minor already. I know it was a minor, but that says something. He's getting there, but whether he's there, I'm just not too sure yet.
I just want to say that you know, he did abscond in 2005 for 196 days, and in 2008 he had new charges and revoked. But you know, he did make a decision not to abscond this time when he went in there to his parole office. He knows the consequences of absconding and not going. So I found it borderline, but I do think that Mr. Maldonado, given the opportunity, would be successful in completing his community supervision.
Any other comments?
And I would make a motion to return Mr. Maldonado to community supervision with all of his original stipulations and plus a few additional ones that may or may not have actually been on the original. One of them is the placement at the parole officer discretion, regular placement and successful completion of program and officer substance abuse and treatment, and then that must enter into testing and complete treatment program that offers the substance abuse is listed again, but in treatment, a treatment program at parole officer discretion for anger management.
Angry.
And then also, for appeal to start revocation process upon first positive delusion list, unsuitable for testing, unexcused UA, but at appeal's discretion, so that if there's a reason for it that is acceptable to his PO, we can not have to see him for that. And that's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Disagree.
Disagree.
Well, Mr. Maldonado.
Yes, sir.
There's three of us here, and I hope that you don't disappoint us.
I will thank you for finding the time to be here.
Okay, we voted to return here to community supervision. There's some additional stipulations on here that may or may not be on your original release, but one is placement at the parole officer discretion. So if he wants to put you right directly in MRC, that's his decision. We can't recommend specific treatment or anything or location. And placement and successful completion of the program that offers substance abuse treatment. Hopefully that will be with, you know, the final step of getting him clean on drugs and not try to relapse again. And there was another one, must enter a successful complete treatment program that offers the substance abuse treatment, but also a treatment program at the parole officer discretion for anger management. You did real well today. There was a couple times that you were kind of getting wound up and calmed down. But, you know, a program out there, another one to go through like that could be very, very beneficial to you so that you can maintain control of that.
I'm trying, sir.
Yeah, I mean, some people just go off at the slightest thing. You did well today. And then the other one is that for the PO to start rotation process, upon first positive delusion missed, unsuitable for testing or unexcused UA, but we include an act of PO discretion. So if there's a good, you know, if you've got a good reason why you missed, and normally when you miss one, they send you the next day to do one anyway. But the PO will have a little more discretion on that to work with you if you, you know, have some problems with that. So you understand that, sir?
Yes, I do. Can I ask a question? Am I getting approved for my dad's address? The same address or what?
It's up to the PO. He asked, did he get approved for his dad's address? That's up to the PO where?
Yeah. Yeah, that's up to the PO, but you can start the process with your CO3 here, because they have to, okay. You know, they have to investigate and do all that stuff.
Okay.
So that's the other item for the PO and that, okay? We wish you luck, and we don't want to see you here again. Not in the White House, but, you know, it's maybe someday you can come visit the gallery without being one of the participants. But we wish you luck. And
we're going to
please get people back to the